Hi everyone, Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast with another big idea of the week. It's short and sweet, but probably one of the most important ones if you want to avoid a life of regret. See, I think if we're too busy to make time for our friends, we are on the pathway to regret. And it's not just me who thinks it. I have a little story to share with you. There was a palliative care nurse in Australia who decided she needed a career change to a more meaningful line of work. So she decided to spend her time caring for people who are near death. Day in and day out, being so close to people who are near death, she was able to hear not only the beautiful memories that these seniors had, but also their deepest regrets. If you've ever spent time with someone who's been near death, you know when it comes close to the end, the voice of regret shows up strong. All the things that were given priority that didn't really matter can become overwhelming. And on the flip side, the things that didn't get priority, love and attention, even though they truly did matter, also show up strongly. In the case of this nurse, she started to notice a few regrets show up more often than others. She was so moved by her experience that she wrote a book that went on to become a bestseller called The 5 Regrets of the Dying. Her name is Bronnie Ware, and one of the top regrets she noticed in her years of care as a palliative care nurse was about friendship. Friendship, of all things, why would people be regretting friendship? Here's a little excerpt from Bronnie's blog and book. Many of them, the seniors that she was taking care of, many of them had become so caught up in their own lives that they had let golden friendships slip by over the years. There were many deep regrets about not giving friendships the time, effort, and energy they deserved. See, when you're in the thick of life, this goes for everyone. When we're in the thick of life, working on that next promotion or caught up in a new love interest or a new hobby that we're doing, it's easy to forget about your ride or die friendships. It's so easy to take them for granted. Now, it's not like people do it intentionally. Taking your friends for granted happens because we forget to prioritize them. We get too busy because we're only focused on our own journey. We don't zoom out enough to realize that not making time for our friends is something we'll one day deeply regret. You don't wake up one day and decide, I think I'll deprioritize my friendships today. No, it doesn't happen like that. It happens one day at a time, one commitment at a time, one missed opportunity or phone call at a time. And before you know it, look back, and this friend that you were once close to is now someone who you don't feel as connected to. When I ask people who are too busy for their friends why they're so busy, I see an interesting pattern. Often the people who are the busiest with that new job, new family, or new challenge they're going through are the ones who need friendship the most. It's actually a crazy paradox when you think about it. They need someone they can open up to about how hard it is to be a new mom. They need a sounding board to listen to them about how challenging it is to be an entrepreneur and how much time it takes to start a new business, for example. But here's the thing. Making time for your friends doesn't have to take hours and hours. It's not about how much time you spend with a friend. It's about the intentionality of it. Intentionality. Making time for your friends means keeping them in mind and thinking about them. It isn't about tallying up the exact seconds or amount of hours you clock in. When times are good, you want friends to be able to celebrate the wins with. When times are challenging or just flat out bad, and this has been a tough and bad year for a lot of individuals, you need friends around to comfort you and offer you support. But if you don't make time for your friends because you're too busy, quote unquote, how do you expect them to make time for you? Genuinely, if you don't make time for your friends, how do you expect them to make time for you? Listen, I don't want you waking up one day on your deathbed looking back and feeling like you didn't make time for the friendships and friends who mattered. Just close your eyes and think about that for a second. Think about you laying there and feeling those feelings of regret. What an awful feeling to have. If you're too busy for your friends, use this podcast as a reminder and a wake-up call to prioritize what truly matters and to ask yourself, do I actually maybe need their love just as maybe as much as they need my love? We all need each other, again, especially when times are tough. And if you feel like you're too busy because you don't even have the right friends, make the commitment to start investing in better quality people, ones who are truly deserving of your time. You know, friendships are so key, and why I am such a proponent of them. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I care so much about friendships is because they make everything in our world better. You know, sometimes I have a conversation with people and I feel like I am the hype man for friendships. And I'm answering the question, but why do we need friends? Even though everybody thinks they know, sometimes we don't really fully think about it because the answer seems obvious, but it's something worth exploring together. So for much of human history, friendship was about survival. No one, no matter how strong or independent they were, could live life alone. So we invested in our village, in our community, in our tribe, and developed friendships because we knew that one day we'd need their help. Nobody was strong enough to hunt on their own or fetch water or build a house or other things. Human beings are tribal creatures. We evolved and went from sapiens to Homo sapiens because of our ability to connect, work together, and tell stories, which is interesting enough. So hospitality, hosting, sharing food, rituals, supporting each other were all tools that we use to develop a sense of interconnectedness and belonging. Today, most of us aren't reliant on friends for daily survival. You're not waiting for your friend to bring you over food. If they do, it's great. Hey, it's always nice to be brought food, but we're not depending on them for daily survival. We are dependent on people, but largely those are people that we don't really have interactions with. We're dependent on the farmers. We're dependent on the farm workers. We're dependent on the grocery store and distribution teams that are there, but we don't really have a relationship with them. Our basic needs can be met through the efforts of a lot of people who aren't directly connected to us. We still need people to grow food for us and keep the lights on, but these people aren't individuals who we have a direct relationship with. So if we once needed friends to just get by in life, but now we don't, how does that impact friendship? Well, just because you might not need a friend to help you fetch water or grow food or build a house doesn't mean you don't need friendships to thrive. Dr. Robert Holden, who's the director of the Happiness Project, said it best in this interview with the Huffington Post. He said, 21st century friendships are soul friendships. They are about supporting each other to live a life that is full of purpose, courage, and creativity. Whatever your goal in life or dream is, whatever you want to create or explore in this world, that's why you truly need amazing friendships. Friends will have your back on the journey and remind you how much of a badass you are. They'll lift you up when you fall, and they'll support you when you change your mind and have a different vision for life. But here's the thing. 21st century friendships require a different approach than friendships of the past. To understand this, we have to understand the difference between intentional and geographic friends. Most of us grew up becoming friends with people who lived in our same neighborhood or school or community or church. We were friends with them because they were in the same geographic area as us. And for the purposes of this podcast, I'm just going to call those geographical friends. When you were a kid, or even in high school, you don't need a lot of reasons to be friends with someone. You like the same show, same music, color, or played the same sport, or in the same class, and boom, you are friends. But as you get older, and your priorities change, and your personality grows, you don't always have the same visions for life, which means that sometimes this friendship that was great when you both were younger may or may not be what you need right now, especially when it comes to your closest of friends. Now, intentional friends or purposeful friends are friends that you choose on purpose. Friendships that you pick, that you cultivate because you have shared values and a sense for what you want to create in life. If you're lucky, some of the geographical friends, so to speak, that you made when you were younger can transition into intentional friendships, friendships you pick on purpose. But for most people, the friends you grew up with are awesome. They're awesome. I love the friends that I grew up, but they might not be the sole friendships as an adult. The hope is that we have friends that we both grew up with and share a deep history with and a ton of memories with, but also we have friends that we pick on purpose who help us live the life that is full of purpose, courage, and creativity. So if friends were originally about survival and not dying and having enough food and water, today's friendships are about living a life of deep meaning and growth. So many times when people think about, oh, my life feels boring right now, or I don't feel like I have as much growth, or I'm meant to do more, a lot of the answer and a lot of the exploration of that question to help you find the answer comes through your network, new friendships. It's your friends that expose you to these things. When we understand this, we can start to be mindful about who we spend time with and ask ourselves if we have the friendships that have our back and push us to be our best. And if we don't, it's okay. And it's okay to admit and say that we're going to go out there in the world and intentionally create friends and a tribe on purpose. You know, I've shared this quote a few times before in the past, but I stole it from Lewis Howes, a buddy of mine here in Los Angeles, also a podcaster. He says, if you want to make new friends, go to where people grow. If you're feeling like your life is meant to be more, if you're feeling like you want to give more, be more, you know, you want to create something, be something, and you want to evolve. We all have this desire to evolve and become better human beings. I push you. Yes, personal development is good. Listening to podcasts is good. And we're not really designed to do it alone. We thrive off of other people, even if you're an introvert. Even if you're an introvert listening to this topic, you still need a friendship, a soul connection. You don't have to have 50 friends or 100 friends, although nothing wrong with that. I have probably 100 close friends, you know, within, you know, my larger circle. And then I have an immediate group of probably like my 20, 25 closest friends, but I'm definitely not an introvert. But even if you are an introvert, even just a few deep soulful friendships that you pick on purpose, that you grow on purpose, and that most importantly, that you're not too busy for them. You set the intention that you want to do things together, that you want to evolve together. You come up with an adventure. And isn't that what we're all looking for? We're looking for an adventure. We want to explore not just the outer world, but the inner world. We want to become more of who we were designed to be. We want to give back more and make the world a better place. Friendships is truly one of the main pathways to do that. Well, this is Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast, with a big idea Tuesday about not being too busy for your friends and why we need friendships in the first place. Short and sweet. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll see you again next week.